Julian, let's look back to the Kentucky Derby. 20 horses in the field. There's so much talk about rough trips that horses get. Sometimes the best horse doesn't win the race. You were shuffled back early. If you can, walk me through the early part of the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, he broke actually very good. And, you know, Irish Wakwai and McCracken kind of come in on us and bumped us pretty hard. And from there, I lose, you know, all my position, probably like 4 or 5 lengths into the first turn. You know, after that, from there, I mean, it's a tough situation to be in, and then we got to come around a bunch of horses, so we lose ground. So, yeah, it was a tough after that to win it, but he ran still a great race to finish fourth, and excited to be here and try to win the race tomorrow.
How much does it take out of a horse to have that kind of action happen early in the race where they get bumped around and they're not in a situation that they're used to? Does that take a lot out of a horse?
Oh, yes, a lot. And some horses never really come back from it. And he did. You know, he showed a big heart and ran great after that. So, yeah, he ran actually a great race. You know, hopefully now we and Preakness and see what we can do then.
Forecasted skies are for clear and a fast track. Is that a benefit to you guys?
I think it's just fair for everybody when the track is fast, and that's it. You know, obviously we can't control the weather, so we cannot blame the weather. It's the same thing for everybody. But at Churchill that day, it was a real speed favoring kind of track, so it didn't help us that way too. But you know, I'm not going to take that for excuse. I think it's more about how the race went that day, and hopefully we can reverse it for Preakness.
The winner of the Kentucky Derby, Always Dreaming, quite impressive in victory. What will it take to turn the tables in the Preakness with Classic Empire?
It was very impressive. I mean, he did it, you know, the tough way. You know, he was right there all the time and then drew off at the end. So, you know, I mean, Classic is going to have to step up for sure. But with a clean trip, I think we can make a good race out of it. And we're going to have fun. That's it. I know Johnny's going to do. He's going to be on the lead or very close to it anyway. So hopefully I'm not too far from him at the beginning of it.
If Classic Empire does get the clean trip, is he good enough to beat Always Dreaming?
I think so. I mean, I think it's a very talented colt. Before Derby, I thought I could win the race. And I still think we can try to win it. But, you know, Always Dreaming is a very nice horse. He impressed me when he won the Florida Derby already. So, yeah, it's going to be a two very good colt. And, I mean, after the other ones also get a good chance, you know, it's going to set up perfect for the other ones. So we'll see what happens Saturday.
All right, best of luck to you in the Preakness, Julian.
Thank you very much.